Now we have sufficiently discussed the powerful law of attraction, we will explain to you the law of deliberate creation. The law of deliberate creation is a delicately balanced law, and it has two parts. On the one hand, there is the thought of what you are wanting. And on the other hand, there is the expectation or belief or allowing of what you have created through thought into your experience. And so you say, I want a new red car. You have literally, through thought, set forth the beginning of the creation of that red car in your experience. The more clarity you give to that thought, the more you are able to imagine that red car within your experience, the more excited about it you will be. And the more excited or the more positive emotion that comes forth as you think about your red car, then the faster that red car is coming into your experience. Once you have created it through thought, and once you have added the power of emotion to that thought, the car is yours. It has been created. It now exists. And in order to have it in your experience, you have only to allow it. And you do that by expecting it, by believing it, and by letting it be. What we see for most of you is a stifling of your creation. Right in the beginning, you say, I want a new red car, which begins the creation of it. And then you add, but it is too expensive, which literally cancels the creation. In other words, you are doing one part of the creating in your wanting, but you are eliminating the creation of that which you are wanting by not believing or by not expecting, by not allowing. And so both parts of this process are necessary in order to bring your creations into your physical experience. Sometimes we see that you have created masterfully. You have given much thought and much excited emotion or anticipation to what you are wanting. And in the beginning, you remain expectant. And as you are excitedly, expectantly thinking of that which you've created in thought, it is on its way to you. But then you express your desire to another who begins to tell you all of the reasons why it cannot be or why it should not be. And then you begin to focus upon the lack of what you want instead of upon the subject of what you want. And while it may seem as if it is the same, there is a very great difference. For as you are focused upon the subject of your desire, you are attracting it. As you are focused upon the lack of your desire, you are pushing it away. And so as you say, I want a new red car, and I know it is coming to me, it is. But as you are saying, but where is it? I've wanted it for a very long time. I believed Abraham, but the things that I want are not coming. Now you are not focused upon what you are wanting. Now you are focused upon the lack of what you are wanting, and you are getting, by the law of attraction, what you are focused upon. If you focus upon the car that you want, you attract the car that you want. If you focus upon the lack of the car that you want, you attract more of the lack. It seems a very subtle difference, but it is a very great difference. And if you are paying attention to the way that you are feeling, you will know if you are focused upon what you want or upon the lack of it. For when you think of what you want, you feel good. When you think of the lack of what you want, you feel bad. As you say, I am wanting the dollars to support my lifestyle. There are things that I am wanting that I do not now have. You are attracting the dollars, but as you focus upon the things that you want that you do not have, noticing the lack, you are pushing the dollars away.